And welcome back to the locker room. We do have our guest, Nick Shepherd. We've spoken to Nick a few times about kiteboarding, about taking a kiteboard around Australia, or is it the wakeboard? I get confused with the two terms, Nick.
Yeah, kiteboarding.
Kiteboarding around Australia. When we had our big special on depression, we had Nicky Johnson in. You were involved in that one as well. And, of course, that's part of what's going on with the kiteboarding for Australia is... raising some money for Beyond Blue, isn't it?
Certainly, yeah. So, yeah, we're looking at trying to raise a hell of a lot of awareness to depression and suicide within the community, and that all sort of started from my own experiences with my years of undiagnosed depression and a near-suicide attempt.
Mm.
And I sort of decided once I got myself back on track again that I was going to help other people do the same. So that's what Kiteboard for Life Australia is all about.
Mm. So and you're still training for that big Round Australia kiteboard marathon, Nick?
Certainly, Greg. I was actually out there this morning, did about 40 Ks.
That's impressive.
Yeah, 40 Ks this morning out there. And, I got a bit of a fright this morning because I nearly had a head-on with about three dolphins.
Oh.
I was going full noise.
Yeah.
And, they saw me at the last minute and last second, I should say.
Yeah.
There's always something going on out there.
So you don't take a rest over the winter. The wetsuits just get a bit thicker.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, you got to switch
off.
It would
have been cold out there this morning.
It's cool at the moment, and it's going to get a little colder, but not too much. But you do. It's one of those things you get used to it.
So how is the planning going for the trip? And have you got any dates in mind at this stage?
Well, it's going quite well, and as most people could appreciate, the cost of doing such a thing is astronomical.
Yeah.
So in the time that I'm training and all those sorts of things, I've been doing some public speaking, which I really love doing.
Yeah.
And
I bet you that 20 years ago, you wouldn't have imagined that you'd be out doing public speaking, though, would you?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
A lot of people say that, and all of a sudden they get involved, and they say, gee, it's...
I found a real passion for it, and I want to get out of doing my concreting and do that. Basically as my job.
Mm.
So at the moment I've gone to various places and done a number of different talks and basically talking about my own experiences with depression, with suicide, talk about the attempt and ways to get yourself well again. I use a bit of humour. You get a bit of everything, you get a bit of tears, you get a bit of humour.
Mm.
And I now have a qualified counsellor on hand now when I go and talk if there's a bit of fallout. We've got someone there that anyone that sort of might be a little bit affected by what I talk about or when I show my video can be a bit emotive. Mm. We've got someone there that can deal with that now, which is a fantastic support. Mm.
Does that surprise you even now that when you go into a group of people like that, that you do tap into, you know, people's emotions and find that it brings out in some people recognition, I suppose, that they have maybe got a few issues?
Never surprises me because if you look at the stats, we've got a huge problem in this country. And if I saw a table full of, maybe 20 people or 10 people or 40 people, a room full of 100 people and I didn't see a tear, I would think, what's wrong with these people? I sometimes replay my video every time I speak and, it gets me because it's about me, at the end of the day, but it's about everyone else also. So, we're losing, a little over 3,000 lives a year. I'm not saying it's all attributed to depression, but it's a lot of depression-based stuff and other mental health issues, obviously. There's a million people at the moment that are suffering from depression in Australia. And if we can, tap into it, into those people, especially the ones that aren't getting help, and get them to recognise the signs and all those sorts of things. I can see, especially a male get up and talk about that. Just an average guy, that's all I am. I'm a family man. I'm a tradie. People can see someone like myself get up and talk about it, then people are more likely to open up if they can see that, I open up. And I did a talk not long ago, and the fellow that organised it, this was at Telstra in the city, in the CBD, he said, I thought you would be the last person that would be, suffering from those sorts of things. And that's the thing, you don't see... you don't see it. It's not like a broken leg, it's very hard to pick up, but this is what people have got to realise. It actually is like a physical injury.
Mm.
And when we are mentally stressed or strained or damaged, we've got a, it's the same as, you know, you've got a broken leg, you go and get that thing fixed. It's exactly the same. That's what we're trying to push.
Mm.
Get rid of the stigma. So, yeah, that's the message I'm pushing.
Are there statistics around that show whether it's more prevalent these days than it was in the past? Because it's certainly talked about a lot more. But I'm just wondering whether it's a lifestyle thing, you know. And
I think it's a lot of things. Mm. Personally, from being involved with this so long, I think it could be an evolutionary thing where people, you know, where the life's and technology's moving so quickly, and I think there's a lot of human beings that aren't able to keep up with that. So things are so quick. We're working long hours. We're working tirelessly to put food on the table. And I'm just talking generally here. I think most listeners would probably agree with me that that's everyone's working longer for less.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things. We've got a big drug problem at the moment also. So there's a lot of factors, and I think they're all combining to create this, you know, this massive increase or more diagnosis of depression in the community.
And I guess people like you and what you're doing help too, because it makes it easier for people to admit that they've got a problem
End of the day. For sure, and that's what it's about. It's to say, hey, this was me now, this is what you can do if you're feeling this way. Try this. It's not for everybody. Like they say that medication and counselling is the best combination for those sorts of illnesses. It might work for one, it might not work for another. Someone might go and see a psychologist and not click with that psychologist, and then they give up. Mm. But what I'm trying to say is don't give up.
Mm.
Try, go and see another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you get your mental health plan from the doctor, you go and see a psychologist. You're not happy with that psychologist, you can change. You can change because it's your life. You're worth, everyone's worth it. So I think it's important that people take that extra step to get themselves well again.
I'll tell you what, AFL, there's been a few that have come through AFL, and I reckon they've handled it reasonably well. There's been one or two this year, and obviously someone like Buddy Franklin was a highly public one just not so long ago.
Certainly.
But it seems to have been handled a lot better than, say, in the old days where, you know, it'd be someone said, suck it up and, you know, all that sort of nonsense. But I'm wondering if because it's handled better at an area like AFL as an example, but there's other ones, whether that's been an improvement that you've observed.
Oh, for sure. Mm. I think an organisation like the AFL should be doing and supporting the players, and it shows the community that it's not just the local football player. It can be someone at AFL level. You can have the most perfect life.
Mm.
And people say, you know, you've got a great family life, you own your home, you've got plenty of money, but there's always that one thing that holds you back.
Mm. What are your thoughts on medication? Because we had your mate and you, was it Nick Johnson?
Nick Johnson, yeah.
That came in with you last time, I think, and I remember him saying that he went into the Frankston, the hospital, got off medication. Mm. He found himself, in a better place as a result.
Yeah, I think.
I guess it's a bit of a generalisation to say, well, obviously medication, you know, isn't good, but at the same time, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm still medicated, and it's not the amount isn't huge, but what it does, it balances those chemicals in the brain that affects the way I think.
Mm.
And I know that for a fact. So for one, it helps me, but it might not help the next person. So that's what I'm saying. There's all these different things we can try. You know, I'm trying to promote exercise. I'm trying to use kiteboarding as a platform. And I mean, I'm not telling everyone to go and grab a kite and go kiteboarding. Yeah. It's going to fix you, because it's basically just to say, this is what helped me.
Mm.
What's your kiteboarding? What is it? Is it knitting? Is it riding your skateboard? Is it walking the dog? I'm just trying to show people that it is a simple process, and it might take some time, but you can't give up. You can't give up on yourself because you're giving up on your life, and that's the most important thing we've got.
So let's look at the kiteboarding aspect of it. What did that do for you, do you think? Because you got out there in a freezing cold morning in the middle of winter and done a bit, 40K, I think you said.
Yes, yeah, an essential part of your
certainly
treatment.
Yeah, there are some herbal people that believe there's a something in salt water that's very healing, and having had the experience on the water for so many years, I truly believe that, because this morning when I went out, I've been working some long hours and concreting. As you know, I'm not getting any younger. I'm 45 in October. Mm. I was sore, and now I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, people say you do 40 Ks on that board. Why don't you come up sore? Because it's more than just exercise for me. It's my way of, you know, it just feels like everything that's in my body that's not helping me goes.
Mm.
So it's just one of those things I'm trying to show people that you can find that too. It's as simple as that.
And as you say, it doesn't have to be kiteboarding. But
exactly.
It might be something else that suits that particular individual.
Yeah.
So you're not out there honing your skills, obviously. You know, it's more about for your mental health at this stage.
Oh, certainly.
You're out there I'm certainly
I'm covering well in excess of 100 Ks in one session now.
Yeah.
And pulling up quite fine. I'm crossing the bay, up the bay, down the bay. I've been training in the ocean, but I find the bay a lot more challenging. There's a lot from the wind chop. It's a lot more challenging than out in the ocean. So I'm spending more time out here than across the other side. Because I just feel like, you know, if you do 40 Ks, it feels like 60. But on the other side, it just feels like 40 Ks.
So how close are you to the trip? You know, I know you said
Public speaking's one side of it, and it's a big side of it. And if we don't raise the funds to be able to carry that out, which would, you know, be detrimental to me, I think, you know, because I've put so much time and effort into it, I will continue this public speaking part of the charity and keep the charity going. But as far as the attempt's concerned, in the interim, we're gaining and doing some fundraising events. So we've got one coming up, which is at Kooyong Lawn Tennis Club on Saturday, the 7th of October. It's a black tie event. Tickets will be available for sale very soon. And at the end of this interview, I'll sort of talk about my details. But so there's that. We're going to do a highway collection at corner of Mornington, Nepean Highway and Main Street, Mornington shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Get the lights.
We're going to do a Bunnings barbecue shortly also. Nice. So there's a lot of things coming up.
Yeah.
As far as sponsorship goes, I've got a marketing guy who's helping with that. He's the one that's organising the Kooyong event, and we're hoping to get some corporates there. So fingers crossed with that one. It's going to be a black tie, so it's going to be, you know, hopefully going to help us a lot.
Bit of money from the top end of town.
Well, we hope so. So he's been instrumental in getting all that together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to that, and we're probably going to have make a new video for that particular event. So
have you got a GoFundMe page?
I haven't as yet, no.
But on the Kiteboarding for Life,
yep.
KFLA, there is a little donate button you can press.
Certainly.
There. Is that the best way for people to support?
Certainly,
you?
Yeah. Through the website, kfla.com.au, there's a donate button there.
Yep.
And that's the best way to donate. But
I was just having a look at it then, yeah. So you go, as soon as you get to Kiteboard for Life Australia, up in the top right-hand corner, a little blue button which says donate now. And you can.
That's correct.
And if you want to be a sponsor, you've also got a chance to contact or look at the list of sponsors.
That's right. So anybody that chooses to donate that's 100% to Beyond Blue. Anybody that or any business that chooses to sponsor will go and help me on my quest to get this world record attempt done
around Australia. So, Kite, which would be fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's hard out there, isn't it? Raising money, I'd imagine. I mean, we've spoken so many times to Bobby Bajram, who's suffered from MS since he was 13, youngest diagnosed MS sufferer. He's trying to climb Mount Everest. That's his goal anyway. But finding the same difficulty, of
absolutely.
Course. You know,
definitely, it's a hard slog, it's like my depression. I didn't give up. I'm just going to keep going. And we've had a lot of good things happen. We've got we've been donated quite a large support vessel for the attempt. So that's a huge saving for us. It's not quite 40 feet. It's capable of doing such a feat. So that's been a really good boost to the charity.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, Nick. Yeah. So are you getting there?
So, we are.
So Nick, any other things you need to mention? Because we brought things up the cave.
I've pretty much covered everything. Yeah, but I'd like to say that if anyone, you know, is struggling at the moment or knows someone who is struggling with their mental health, to contact either Lifeline on 131 114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636, and they're both 24/7. So do yourself or somebody else you love a favour and start there. That's probably the best place. But also, for more information for our charity and our events, you can check us out on Facebook at Kiteboard for Life Australia, one word, and our website is kfla.com.au, or a direct contact on 0408 351 972.